Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
You know, it's February the 5th today. It might as well be spring.
I know, right?
It feels like it out there. Let's just jump to it now. Well, you're in Capri's here today. I am, yep. Hey, yeah, fire it up. Why not? It's not often.
It's plus two. Come on.
It's not often that we can be, you know, in shorts in the middle of February. So.
Usually about minus 15 is my cutoff for
That's your cutoff?
Putting pants on.
Good on you for that. What have we got in our Country Music Insider today?
We talked a bit about this earlier this week. That Luke Combs may not have been famous today if he hadn't spent his last $200 to master his recording of Hurricane, and this was him talking about it.
I record the songs, I sing the tracking vocals, sing the vocal, mix it, and I'm like, hey man, let's release these songs. And he's like, well, we gotta master all the songs. And I'm like, well, what, one, what is that? Two, how much does it cost? And he's like, $200 a song. $200 a song? I'm like, I can do one song. So I spend $200, do Hurricane, put it out, sells 10,000 copies the first week, no deal, no manager, no nothing going on. Use that money, master the rest of the songs, record the rest of the album, meet my manager, use the album to then get a record deal. Here we are.
Such a humble beginning right there. But I mean, I'm glad he put it out there.
Because now look at him.
Now look at him. Exactly.
We also talked a bit about the Red Clay Strays teasing something with comedian Matt Rife.
Yeah.
Well, we now know that it is Matt starring in the band's new music video for their new love song, If I Didn't Know You. It comes out on the 12th, just in time for Valentine's weekend.
Ooh, here's a little bit of that song.
And if I didn't know you, I wouldn't know.
I gotta say, they are quickly becoming one of my favorite bands right now. Love the Red Clay Strays.
So good.
Yeah.
Hardy says that he would love to expand his MacArthur collaboration with Eric Church, Morgan Wallen, and Tim McGraw into an album. He says there's no confirmation as of yet, but they are having some talks about it.
Next week, he's here.
Oh, that's right. He's gonna be here right away.
Next Thursday, yep.
Toby Keith, Kenny Rogers, and Ed Harris are going to be inducted into the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum's Hall of Great Western Performers and Hall of Great Westerners. The ceremony is going to go down in April at the museum, which is in Oklahoma City. Other legends that have been included already are George Strait, Brooks and Dunn, Kurt Russell, and Burt Reynolds. On a bit of a sad note, it was 2 years ago today that we lost Toby.
Aww.
He was probably one of my first country artists that got me into the genre.
I love Toby.
Yeah. And Nashville is going to be hosting a bass fishing tournament in October of this year with a record-setting $1.25 million for the first place winner.
Wow.
There's going to be over over $3 million in prize money for 50 people that are lucky enough to get in for this.
All right. Well, if you know fishing, you're coming with me. We're going down there.
Yep.
We're making this happen. There you go. That's your Country Music Insider today.